The Netball Show with Flyhawk from the Birmingham 2022 Commonwealth Games.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk here from the 2022 Commonwealth Games in Birmingham, and it's been another great day of classification matches. Well, it was Scotland 43, Ireland 33, as Scotland take ninth position. Let's hear from Scotland's Iona Christian and Tamsin Greenway.
It's absolutely great to match ninth in the world. We came out for the win today, and that's what we got. It wasn't pretty at times, but we got the job done, we got over the line, and we've matched our world ranking, so we're pleased with that.
Yeah, and how what would you assess about the match as a whole? Obviously, there were periods of really strong performances from Scotland, and then there were a few sort of periods that maybe didn't go as well. How do you feel the match sort of went as a whole?
Yeah, definitely. I think we definitely felt that on court. I think at times we stuck to our structures, and it was really pretty netball, and we really broke down their defence and worked the ball in. But then other times, I think we just got a bit stuck, particularly on through court today. We got caught a little bit wide, and we just really needed to take on those drives, punch through the middle. But overall, happy with that performance.
And I guess overall, when you think about the games as a whole, what do you think your lasting memories will be?
Oh my word, it's been an absolutely incredible experience. I mean, to play against some of the top teams in the world, some of the top players in the world, like, you can't do that any other time in your life. So I think, yeah, just going up against the best is, I've just learned so much. So to take that into next season, into the World Cup qualifiers, which we've got in October, so that'll be really important.
The gap is where it is because you've got a professional league across in Australia and New Zealand where half our, you know, best UK-based players have been playing for, what, now 10 years? Yeah, so that gap is going to keep being there while we have these discrepancies all across the world. And it's what I said the other day, like, you know, it comes with finance, it comes with opportunity against top teams, it comes with looking at professional leagues across the world if that's what you want to do. It comes with getting our players to have more opportunities overseas if that's the key. Like, there are so many different aspects to it. But the only way you're realistically going to close the gap is if all the countries want to do it and they've got to work together, and that's a bigger prospect. You know, aligning leagues, looking at how World Netball can fund other countries. Look at Uganda and Malawi this week. Like, you know, I'll sit and moan about our financials, but, you know, they've got different issues with facilities and access to players and all these kind of things. So we're all in the same boat, and I think that the big picture is what World Netball wants.
On that, I know Jamaica are an established country in their own right, but what they did yesterday, might that, you know, upsetting the apple cart a bit, might that trigger progress a little bit further down?
Well, I think we've been calling for this change in world order, isn't it? Not because none of us want to see Australia and New Zealand do well. They've been leading for so long. England came knocking on the door. South Africa came up for a bit. They're still around. Jamaica now have done that yesterday. I was so pleased for them. But again, look at the opportunities. Shamira, Latanya, you know, all those guys. Jodie Ann, they all started in our league and then went off to Australia, and they're absolutely running rife now. So it's happening. There is a shift. But yeah, there's got to be a bigger prospect. You know, we're looking at my players that when I took over were training twice a week to players that are on full-time professional contracts. No Coldplay songs today.
Quick summary.
Quick summary
of the tournament.
Overall, we finished ninth. That's where we knew we were at. We came out, we performed today. We needed to perform today. It was a quick turnaround, so weren't quite where we wanted to be today, but we still got across the line. So I'm really pleased. It's been mass learnings, and a group that are hungry for more. We did well today. I think Northern Ireland really challenged us in all the areas we needed challenging with. Do I think we could have took control of the game? Yes. Did we? No. But our lot have got to learn to go under pressure as well. I'm just really pleased they came out of it in the end with a win.
What did Netball Northern Ireland and Dillian Rice make of the game?
We can consider it a success. We finished 10th, so we performed fine. Not brilliant, but fine.
And there's still plenty of individual games and individual moments that you'd be able to take from it.
Yeah, that's it. You know, and there's minutes within games where we really were on top of some of the better opposition. We just need to put more of that back-to-back to perform for 60 minutes.
I don't want to throw individual names at you, but overall I felt that the McGees went really well. Strong tournament.
Definitely the two McGees, Emma led an attack, you know, and was very available and took a lot of big hits and yet got up and played on. Michelle McGee is the ultimate professional in everything she does. She is so focused, so intent, and such a positive impact to have around defence and the whole team. Both of them have a really bright future.
The good thing was as well, Caroline, knowing that she can still perform like that on an international stage.
She's outstanding. You know, there's a different type of athlete, and I don't know anybody that embodies her energy, spirit, leadership that Caroline has. And not only that, she obviously does it across two sports. You know, it's quite outstanding, and yet massively humble despite getting a lot of stick and abuse, as we call it at home, maybe banter in English terms, from the rest of the girls. But she's ably backed up. You know, I maintain we have two world-class players, and Fionnuala Toner being the second. You know, that Fionnuala just does it quietly, gets in a bit of trouble sometimes, but she is really outstanding as well.
It was nice as well that you managed to get a lot of the team out, important tournament, and just that experience, really.
That's it. We have quite a young squad, probably for the first time. At the last Commonwealth Games, Niamh Cooper was the second youngest. So this time we have a whole raft of youngsters.
New wave kind of thing.
And we had to let them experience the Caribbean style and African style, and they got to experience that. So they will have built from that. I think the vast majority of them got 5 caps. And all of them get, you know, or all of them get at least 5 caps over this weekend. They've experienced different styles of netball, and that can only be positive for our next competitions.
Well, it was a real nice performance. Nice to see Northern Ireland out there as well. So, overall, well done, and nice to see you all.
Appreciate the support. Thank you.
It was also Wales 46, Barbados 62. That result saw Wales finish 8th. He's their head coach, Sarah Moore.
We talked in the change room about it being a really great contest. When you play the team ranked one above you, you know you're going to go toe-to-toe, and it's going to be a 60-minute performance that's needed. So it's disappointing to have the loss, but you know, we took 2 quarters from them and we did that really, really well. It's just the middle part for us that we needed to work on today, and I think, you know, they were great. They kept possession really well, they shot really well. I was really pleased with our shooting circle, the way we played in there. I thought Georgia Rowe on her 50th cap was excellent, but you know, number 7 are not going to roll over and die, and we just need to do a little bit more next time.
Is it too early to assess the whole tournament?
I'm just really pleased. You know, I cannot go away from this with anything other than real positive thoughts about what we've done. It is always challenging to be where we are in the world, because we don't get the opportunities to play as much netball against these top 5 teams as we would like. And certainly one thing I take home with me is just saying to, you know, all of the people in Wales, stick with us, because this team will go much, much further. We just have to have the opportunity to be able to do that.
And as we said the other day, it was really nice just to get most of the squad out and just give them that experience.
Yeah, and we've got everybody on court in this Commonwealth Games. We've got some really great youngsters. We've got people that have never been to Commonwealth Games before. And, you know, we've got some of our experienced athletes. So to be able to compete in the way we have done and start to see different players in different combinations, you know, every time we've made changes, they've worked for us, and that's been really pleasing. So, you know, credit to everybody in the group. They're working their socks off and they're really enjoying it at the same time, so that's all I can ask for.
And finally, just how's Susie?
She's fine. Yeah, she just got a little knock. I think she's up and about now, as you can see. It's just,
well, you don't like to see things like that.
No, and it's hard because she's your captain and she's, you know, one of the cleanest people in the game. And to see her go down like that is always worrying, but thankfully she's been assessed and she's fine.
Excellent, thank you. Well, on Saturday, the first game at 9 o'clock is Jamaica against New Zealand, and then a nice little semi-final tomorrow afternoon, 2:30, England against Australia. Thank you as always for your support. Remember, you can send us a DM. We're @The Netball Show on Twitter.
From Birmingham, The Netball Show with Flyhawk.